something really special about Jessica, but one special we already understand is that he clarified the meaning of Buddha Shakyamuni's teachings of Sutra and Tantra to prevent us from following mistaken beauty. He gave us our mistaken Dharma. But then, from his heart, from what he received directly from Manjushri, the Ganden oral the Ganden emanation scripture, he has given what we call oral instructions. He didn't write them down. He wrote many things just over. He didn't write these. Oral instructions. And these oral instructions, I can say without a doubt, are the most precious thing in this world. The most powerful Dharma in this world. And they are truly magical, because if we follow these oral instructions faithfully, we can attain enlightenment in 3 years, within 3 years. And thousands of people have done this since the time of Jesus. Well, like Geshe says, mostly we don't believe because our minds are covered with ordinary appearance. We can't believe it. So inside the concrete shell of ordinary appearance, of ordinary conception, nothing that's meaningful makes sense. And we condemn ourselves to living in a very boring world in which what we really want, complete liberation from suffering, pure everlasting happiness that we can give also to others, is impossible. It's written out. But if we follow Jetsun Kalpa sincerely, rely on his teachings, and especially the oral instructions of Jetsun Kalpa, we can attain enlightenment quickly. Geshe told us, enlightenment is not difficult. We make it difficult. Emptiness is not difficult. We make it difficult. Look, emptiness is reality. How can reality be difficult? How can reality be complicated? Why is it so complicated? Because that's all the layers of complication we put on with our conceptual mind and reality. We will see. We will look a little bit at this teaching further down the line. What I want to emphasize now is our great good fortune at having met these oral instructions. We just said in the prayer of request, the venerable spiritual guide, Venerable Geshe, that we recited. We always recite at the beginning of a festival and at the end of a festival. We just said, oh, what great good fortune to have met your precious Dharma of the oral instructions. Your precious Dharma. We're talking to Geshe. What great good fortune to have met your precious Dharma of the oral instructions. So maybe it's not totally clear to us yet what oral instruction is, which books are oral instructions, which are not, which practice is oral instruction, which is not. But I think certainly since the Fall Festival last year, when Genar Kenrab and Genar Dekel gave us the transmission of this the oral instruction Mirror of Dharma, and then previously Geshe gave to some people the transmission of the oral instructions of Mahamudra, from these teachings we start to understand what the oral instructions are, how precious they are. Geshe says that these days impossible for anybody to attain enlightenment without a special method such as the Ganden oral instruction. So here we are. Here we are. Well, how did this happen? It's supposed to be degenerate times, but Jetsun Kalpa doesn't believe in degenerate times, and Dorje Shugden certainly doesn't take any notice of them. Geshe says, for everywhere else it looks like Dharma is in decline, but for in the Nukadampa lineage's increasing times. Geshe has released publicly this extraordinary teaching, training his teachers how to train others. We all have the opportunity now to engage in the practice of the oral instruction. We all have the opportunity to make our human life truly meaningful. So, my question is, why aren't we? What, I mean, can life be more meaningful? Can we have a greater opportunity than this? And yet we find so many other things to do with our precious human life. And sometimes it's prevarication. Yeah, I understand it's very precious. I certainly intend not to waste this life. I will get round to studying this and practicing this. I just got a few things to do first. Like the rest of my life. Or maybe we don't understand. I think many people don't understand just how precious, just how meaningful the oral instructions are. We are like hungry ghosts dying of thirst on the banks of a river. But they need water. And they're lying there right next to the river. But due to their karma, they can't see the water. There's no value in what they see. They see disgusting things. We're right here, right sitting by the pool. We can bathe in this pool. We can drink from this pool of Geshe La's nectar, the oral instructions. We can completely turn this life around, enter into the magic realm, and make this life truly meaningful.